Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At least one detainee is dead and two others wounded after a sniper shot at an ICE facility in Dallas Wednesday morning. FBI Special Agent Joe Rothrock said at a morning news conference that the shooting is considered a targeted attack based on evidence found at the scene.
Rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature. Again, this is just the most recent example of this type of attack. This will be a whole of government response. There will be no resource not utilized to bring all those individuals who are responsible to bring them to justice and to hold them accountable.
Authorities say no ICE agents were injured and the surviving detainees were in critical condition. Rebecca Heinrichs with the Hudson Institute says in its tough speech at the United Nations yesterday, President Trump did a good job of emphasizing the difference between good intentions and good outcomes.
So he talked about how the UN is supposed to be an organization to promote peace, but it really has not been the UN that has done that. It's been the actions of sovereign nations and really President Trump sort of pressuring countries that have conflicts to get to a peaceful solution.
Heinrichs was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A new report finds the Department of Government Efficiency's remaking of the federal workforce has battered the Washington job market and put more households in the metropolitan area in financial distress. Wednesday's report says the number of homes for sale in the District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia region has jumped by 64% since June of 2024. This is SRN News. Charlie Kirk's assassination has cast a pall over the nation.
And it's not just the supporters of the conservative activist and prominent Christian. A new Gallup poll finds that since Kirk's slaying, the mood of the general public has been darkened with increased concerns about crime and national unity. 8% of people now say crime and violence are America's biggest problems, up from just 3% last month. 10% of adults say they're worried about national unity, up from 5% in August. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas A&M University's president steps down amid a controversy roiling the campus. Mark Welsh said it had become clear to him in recent days it was time for him to step down. The controversy concerns a video showing a Texas A&M professor kicking a student out of class when that student expressed concern about a lesson on how to introduce LGBT books into elementary school classes. This is SRN News. Evidence suggests that Iran is rearming, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
According to satellite images, Tehran has begun rebuilding missile sites targeted by Israel during its 12-day war in June. But experts say a key component is likely still missing, the large mixers needed to produce solid fuel for the weapons. Reconstituting the missile program is crucial for the Islamic Republic. Tehran believes the missiles are one of Iran's few military deterrents after the war decimated its air defense systems. Experts say obtaining the mixers is a goal for Tehran, particularly as it prepares for possible UN sanctions later this month. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A drone launched by Yemen's Houthi rebels wounded 22 people in the southern Israeli city of Eilat on Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.